I think we have to get like this close to the mic.
I mean, he's the one listening to it, not us.
I'm recording now, I hope you know.
Oh shit.
So this is going to be episode one of my new podcast series, My Life As I Live It. I am Zach.
Are you just going to say Zach? Yeah. You're
going to
name one fact about yourself?
Yeah. Also, one fact is I have a corgi.
Hashtag
a good boy.
Howard.
Hashtag Howard Barks on Instagram.
Like Zach said, this is our first podcast, hopefully of first of many. Oh yeah, my name's Jonathan. One fun fact is I have erectile dysfunction.
I see it's we're already true. Starting off.
That's a lie. My penis actually works too well. So, hello everybody.
All right, Kaylin, it's your turn. Okay. Even though I just introduced you.
She said her name. Her name's not Kaylin until she says it.
Okay, yeah, go
ahead. No. My name is Kaylin, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Oh, my God. All these facts about us are terrible. People are going to think that we have serious problems.
I know.
My favorite color is green, and I'm a really cool guy. Girl. Gender yeah. neutral.
And she also believes in horoscopes.
No, I don't.
Okay, no, she doesn't.
I'm a Pisces.
Such an airy thing for you to say.
Yeah, I'm not a Pisces.
I'm an Aries. So you
we're all Aries.
Yeah, we are.
You're all. You two are in April, literally a day apart. And Cameron and I are 3 days.
Aren't
apart.
You Aries though?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all Aries.
That's why we're all assholes. It's such an airy thing.
That is such an Aries thing of you to say.
Life is full of three things: dicks, pussies, and assholes.
Neither.
What's the point of that?
You're either, you either have one.
Or?
Well, I'm assuming everyone
pussies
has.
Pussies get fucked by dicks. Dicks fuck pussies and assholes. And assholes just shit on everything.
You stole that from something.
Oh, 100%. I don't remember the movie.
I don't even know what that has to do with anything we're talking about right now.
I don't know how we got this far already. And the podcast has already started, less than 2 minutes ago?
You were literally... The first thing you said when we turned it on is that you have erectile dysfunction, so...
People need to know the seriousness of ED.
They also missed the whole part of...
Who's Ed?
Hello.
He's a guy you need to be aware of. A scary guy.
I like how Howard's just like, I don't have time for this bullshit. I'm hiding my cage.
Yeah.
Because he knows what's good for him.
So we've lived together now for...
Is it a year now?
It's getting close. I moved in October. It was November.
It was past the holidays.
It was November because I moved in. You guys told me I couldn't move in.
Oh, yeah, until you were in Harris, yeah.
Well, yeah, and this room Paul used for his Halloween party. So after that was...
After
that was cleared out, it was like that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was literally like 2 days after.
Literally. We're just like, hey, Zach, do you want to come live with us? We have an extra room. Oh, yeah, sure.
I
don't have a bed. We're like, okay, let's go get a bed. And then we got on a bed, and then Zach moved in, and then that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to live with my parents.
Yeah.
I would much rather live with you guys.
Zach's room was really hot because the fan in there was really shitty, like an old fan because our house is from the 70s.
I marinated every night during my bed.
And I felt bad walking in, so eventually I went to Home Depot because Zach's so fucking cute. Bought him a we split a fan half-half, and then I installed it, and now his room is one of the coldest rooms or coolest rooms in the house.
You helping was just standing there critiquing everything.
Yeah, nobody helped. It was just really me doing everything and them making jokes a lot of the time and me getting upset at the jokes because no one was helping.
How are we both supposed to stand on the ladder?
I know, that's the thing.
I put the blades together. I got everything.
They didn't do shit.
I got on my knees while I made sure you were feeling good, Daddy.
Taking care of.
You were taking care
of. I'm the handyman around here if anyone everyone needs to know.
Yeah, because you play with yourself so much with your hands.
Because my erectile dysfunction.
It's a serious problem.
The only thing that's dysfunctional is you, just in general.
This podcast title needs to be titled ED.
I already told you, it's going to be called Roommates.
Roommates. But what about people who come on who aren't roommates?
We're missing our fourth. We're missing our other roommate because Kayla and I own this house and Zach lives in one of our rooms. And then our other roommate, Paul,
He's an old man.
He lives in our other, he rents our other room.
Tucked in by nine.
Yeah, you'll hear him one of these days. He's asleep right now. Yeah, because he's tucked in by nine.
But he's actually
even though he doesn't work tomorrow.
Isn't he 22, 23 now?
Yeah.
So he's 22.
Yeah, we're all in our 20s. I'm 25. I'm the grandpa.
You're old as shit.
I'm not as old as Jackie.
Don't compare us to you, old
Jackie's 25.
Grandma Jackie, who turns 25 like her birthday's in January, right?
Death is right around the corner for you guys. She's already
25. I'm aiming for that.
Sweet release.
This is going to turn into a straight millennial podcast. They're going to be like, oh my God, these guys are just talking about wanting to die all the time.
This is memes.
The sweet, sweet release. You guys already dried up. You guys can't even have babies at this point. You guys are old.
Yeah, tell stop that reminding. To Jackie.
Oh no!
Catch those hands.
Yeah, oh, catch those hands.
Jackie, if you're gonna listen to this podcast, no, you're not. Well, I mean, you're old, but you're not dried up. It's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't actually know because.
I don't know. Like, my dick don't work.
I'm assuming.
I'm assuming.
Wait. So.
Wait. Well, I'm not assuming she's old. Wait. What? What are you talking about at this point? You could have babies. I'm assuming. Yes. Okay. Cool.
But you wouldn't know because your dick don't work.
Yes, exactly.
What are you trying to say?
My dick actually does work too well. I last too long in bed.
What? Why is
this? Because people are going to think I have erectile dysfunction.
My parents are going to listen to this.
I really don't have erectile dysfunction, but it is a serious disorder that I think people need to pay attention to because a lot of guys have it.
You are so full of shit. You don't care.
I do care. Some people suffer from that.
Since when did you go on your erectile dysfunction?
I'm the opposite. I last too long, which isn't good all the time.
Such a burden.
It isn't. That's not good
so
all the time.
It,
oh my God.
Literally
I'm going to fight
for 45
people.
Minutes
this is
so
this podcast
hard.
Just turned into a fight club, so just prepare.
First thing about fight club. You don't talk about fight club.
You don't talk about these hands.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what would you say is the most fun thing about living with two other roommates?
It's shit.
It's straight up shit.
So wait, is this for the whole group or just Jonathan?
Yeah, you're included too, Caitlin.
Just make sure to get close to the
mic. Yeah.
I'm so fucking far. What do you want me to lean on?
I can't.
Yeah, well, just talk a little louder then.
Okay, don't break my fucking back over here.
I mean, it's picking up her audio pretty good, so.
I mean, it's not like I'm too quiet. Yeah, I just don't want to be too loud.
Yeah, you see the green bar? The green bar is good.
Okay, then I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect.
I wouldn't say that.
You guys want to watch Pitch Perfect?
I've never seen it.
The first one was the best one. Every other one was shit.
Oh my God. The second one was literally... Did they make a third one?
Yeah.
The second one was so bad because...
The third one's even worse.
The second one was literally based on a fat joke, the whole movie. It was what's her name?
I know. I don't
the
know.
The blonde girl.
I know.
I don't know her name, but
I know
the actress.
She like... Yeah, Rain and Rebel or Rain or something like that.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. That's it. Yeah,
that's
she like...
That's not it.
No.
That's a different actress. That's Bruce Willis's daughter, I thought.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
No, but
yeah,
so, like, the first movie was really good, but the second movie, like they're like,
went
okay.
Downhill huge.
I'm yeah, they're like, okay, what do we do? And Anna Kendrick, that's her name, right?
Yeah, the main actress, yes.
She is bae.
She looks like a rat. No harm against you, Anna.
What
I
is
mean,
with
she's
you?
Gonna listen to this.
If you're listening to this, I think you're a really cool person, but my friends think you're a goddess.
I don't think
you're a goddess.
I don't understand what it is with him and white women. You're like the only white girl that he appreciates.
I love white women.
What's the point of that?
Okay.
You can't appreciate all women. All
right.
No.
Let's drill you on white women. Bindi Irwin.
You're naming girls I don't like. He's doing this on purpose.
Bindi Irwin. Tell me what you think about Bindi Irwin.
I think that her dad is a god.
Okay, that's it?
Uh-huh.
And do you think that she resembles any animals?
Her brother looks just like her dad.
I would, if I was gay, I would have sex with her brother.
If.
Okay.
Not anything else.
You don't have a list of dudes that you would have sex with if you were gay?
Are you okay?
Sounds like speaking for a friend.
Speaking for a friend. I mean, I'm not gay, but I'd kiss my homie goodnight.
That's not gay, though.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's homie not. Love is the best love. We all know that.
Yep.
All love is the best love.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Do you think there's a stigmatism against homie love?
No.
No.
And if there is, those type of people should be shot.
Homie love is the best love.
It
right?
is. Yeah. There's nothing gay about that.
We completely got off track of you.
We did.
In your opinions of white women.
Yeah. I love white women. I'm married to a white woman. They are the future.
That's so dumb.
What?
No, we got off track from the one question that you were asking.
What was it?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best thing about living
with roommates? Oh, how is it like living with roommates?
With
That's
two
the
other
question.
Roommates. As a young married couple.
For both of us? I mean, it has its perks and its cons.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
pros and cons.
I'm saying perks and cons.
Okay, sorry everybody. Go on.
Perks is
we're not getting sued for pros and cons.
Perks is you have a handsome roommate who's doing a podcast.
Okay, I don't know about that one, Chief.
Scruffy, the janitor.
Oh, also, I'm the hot homeowner, so keep that in mind.
You look like a bald middle-aged man.
I don't.
I'm a 10. Like a burnt chicken nugget.
I'm a 10 out of 10 right now. So.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 count piece nugget.
I'm telling you, I'm hot.
Hi, Howard.
It's hard to believe that we've been doing this for already over 10 minutes and we've just been talking
only
shit to each other.
10 minutes? Damn, I thought we were done.
No. We got to enjoy this. So
back to the question.
Yeah.
The pros are perks and cons of having roommates.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you can go first, Zach. It's your podcast.
So I don't like being alone. So I enjoy it. I mean, there are times when, you know, it can be a little much, you know, and I think that you can both agree to that. But a lot of the time it's like hanging out with your friends all day. It's like a permanent sleepover. And I can dig that.
A never-ending sleepover. I mean, the pros are hanging out with your friends, but I would also say holidays.
Because
we throw a Friendsgiving, Friendsmas, and it's always at someone's house. And it's always nice because, you know, a lot of our family is all over.
Yeah. So for the past couple years, we've been doing these things called... well, we should precurse this with the fact that we have a group message called camping. I couldn't think of the word chat.
A lot of close friends. We've all been close friends since high school.
Yeah, I was like...
All of us have been friends for 10 years or so.
We still haven't added Shane.
Yeah.
For 10 years
or so. Well, we have to go camping with Shane. So it started off as we made this group when... Well, we've known each other forever, but we made this group as a camping group. And so our group chat name is Camping. And...
Only way you can be invited is...
Yeah, the only way you can be invited is if you go camping with us.
And we
have huge orgies when we go camping.
Yeah. It's insane. It's just nothing but naked, sweaty.
A lot of sweat.
A lot of the guys on guys and girls. Doing girls.
I'm talking rainforest sweaty.
Yeah, sweaty, spit, water. One time we used like whipped cream, but that was a bad idea because then we got really sticky and then it started hurting. It was just crazy.
Have you ever seen a grown man make sweet, passionate love to a raccoon down by the fire? Because we have.
Okay, once again, off topic from what we're even talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, so... the camping chat. So we've had this chat now for a couple years, and it's turned into basically coordinating plans, sharing memes, and shit talking each other. So our camping group, there's like nine of us now. I don't know. There's like eight or nine of us, and we do a yearly Friendsmas and Friendsgiving, where for Friendsgiving we, you know, do our own Thanksgiving dinner. And for Friendsmas, we do basically the same thing, but we do a Secret Santa, which is pretty fun. We don't really get each other gag gifts or anything like that.
I would say they were shitty gifts, though.
Yeah.
Why do you gotta put people on blast?
I'm not putting anybody on blast.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
I'm not putting anybody on blast.
Like those dumbasses that got the door hinges and put them in the box one year.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was fucking
definitely
you.
Definitely not us. Not our group at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the perks, and you know, I appreciate those things. They're fun.
I think it's nice, especially for me, since the majority of my family lives up
in Michigan.
So I don't get to see them. So this is second family, more or less.
It's funny because Kaylin and I are both from Michigan, but
different parts.
I don't know if Zach was from Michigan. He was just kind of born there, but
so was I.
Yeah.
I was raised there though.
Yeah,
I wasn't raised there. But in my defense,
I'm a Michigandery.
In my defense though, we lived
a Michigan.
We live near Detroit, and have you been to Detroit?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, it's you don't want to stay there.
I know.
That's a super nice part.
That's where I lost.
Yeah, it's.
I lost my left pinky toe in Detroit. I went down the wrong road, and they're like, "Dude, you owe us your pinky toe." And I was like, "Oh,
no!" But that's not even a joke. My mom would tell us that, you know, So one of the stories that really freaked me out about listening to her time in Detroit is she had a friend drive her home one time, she drove a friend home one time, and she told me how he was like, "Yeah, whatever you do, don't stop the car. I'll just jump out. Whatever you do, do not stop.
Yeah, man, it's bad. I mean, where I grew up, it was just a hick town. Like a kid literally a kid drove a tractor to school. It was like those stereotypical high schools where like the cheerleaders were homecoming queen and the football guy was homecoming.
I bet he was hot.
That is so,
he was fucking ugly. Oh,
that is so wrong. Interesting to me, they, in all seriousness.
Literally all white people, maybe two Spanish people, one African American, and that was it.
I hear Howard panting on the mic.
That's it. Oh, and like maybe three Asians. That's it.
Fist bump.
It was all white kids.
Good boy.
And they're super redneck or like your stereotypical valley girl who have money and... I'm just glad I didn't live there.
That is so interesting to me forever. Because that sounds like it's straight out of like a high school movie.
It was horrible. That's why I hated high school. I hated school in general.
I like High School Musical. That was a pretty good trilogy. 1, 2, and 3. I could really fuck with them all. The first one's the best.
I've only seen 1 and 2.
Didn't they do more than 3?
I don't think there was a 3rd, actually. I think I'm making that up.
No, because they did Graduation.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I only saw 1st 1 and then the Summer Vacation.
Howard's eating your shoe.
No! Howard, don't eat my fucking chanclas.
Don't.
These are my chanclas.
That was so funny when your parents came over and your mom was like, "Are you gonna chew on my chanclas?"
Is that how my mom sounds to you?
Yes.
Everyone thinks my parents are some indigenous Spanish people that can barely speak English.
You literally
make your dad out that way.
Yeah, you talk about my dad.
Just because my dad fought his way out of the Colombian jungle and had to serve with the cartel doesn't mean he's an animal.
Oh, yeah. And then anytime you talk about your parents, you always do an accent.
I know. My
you
parents.
You always do that with your mom.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Did I tell you guys about the Spanish guy I used to work with when I was when I worked at Hertz at the Pep Boys? He was like an older Spanish guy. I can't remember what country he was from. I think it was Nicaragua or something. Something like that. I'm pretty sure it was Nicaragua. But anyways, he was like a guard to an ambassador, and then he fought in the revolution down there or whatever. And he would just sit there and tell us stories about his time down there. And so like one of the guys I worked with, his name was Jorge. I'd be like, "Jorge, do you think he killed anyone?" And he was like, "Oh, 100%. 100%. There's like a photo of him like falling out of a helicopter and stuff like that. I'm like, Jesus, like this dude was the real deal. But
he was like a normal Saturday here in Palm Bay.
That sounds like a normal Saturday in like South America. I feel like any story you hear about South America is usually involves like freedom fighters and people fighting for their lives.
Once again, straight off topic.
Yeah, straight off topic.
That's always what our group does.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about Howard. I'm okay with talking about Howard.
I mean, he's kind of derpy.
He is.
He wants to bite so much right now because he's teething.
Yeah, that's why he's got so many things to chew on.
But he wants to chew on my leg.
That's because it's tasty.
Your leg looks like a burnt chicken nugget. Yeah.
No, more like a turkey leg from Disney.
Yeah, I know.
Tasty.
So, I told him, but I took off from work. I took off the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of August. And I think Lindsay and I are going to go to Disney one of those days.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty fun.
Are you guys going to do the Villains After Midnight?
I really want to, but it's expensive.
We're not going
to
do it.
They're charging like over
$109.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They're like, "Oh yeah, you still have to pay this much." Why?
I saw the pictures of how they light up the castle though. It looks so cool.
Yeah, but $109.
Yeah,
we're already annual pass holders and then we have to pay extra.
I know.
Like shit, man. Give us a freaking bone.
But Toy Story, we're a little over a month away from Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, that's like August 26th or 28th, something like that.
Yeah, it's the 26th to the 29th in there somewhere.
Something like that.
I'm excited for that. You know what the nice part's going to be is, and it happened at Disney World California, is when the park when Galaxy's Edge opened there, the rest of the park was like empty.
That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for Galaxy Edge, but I'm excited for the rest of the park.
Yeah.
Like, deserted.
I don't think I'm going to try and ride anything. I want to definitely walk through it when it opens, like just walk through and
see. You're not
going
to be able to walk through.
I know.
It's going to be so full of people.
I know.
They're honestly probably going to have to close the park off.
Yeah, they might.
Only have maximum occupancy, and then if they're gonna do, I honestly think because in California, they had like Mark Hamill and they had Harrison Ford over there. Granted, they do live in California, I think.
Must be fucking nice.
But I feel like the grand opening in Walt Disney World, because that was at Disneyland. Disney World's way bigger.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's the first park.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that they're going to have actors, if not the same ones, come.
And no one shows up.
And if that's the case, even seeing George Lucas or anybody like that, those are people you'll never see in.
I feel like George Lucas wouldn't show up.
In life. He showed up at the other one.
I don't think he'll show up to this one.
I just want to smell Harrison Ford. Do you think he smells like old man?
He smells like cigars and bourbon.
I want to throw my turkey leg at him, my Disney turkey leg. Just whoop.
Just Harrison, catch. And he catches it. And he's like, thanks, kid.
Highly doubt that.
Yeah, that 100% is not going to happen.
Actually happens.
Oh, you're going to be like, hey, Harrison. You're going to throw it, and you're going to go to throw it, and you're going to get tackled by, like...
No, I'm going to be fast enough, because, of course, you guys don't know, I have ninja-like reflexes.
I'm going to run that fast.
I'm going to be fast enough to throw the chicken leg. The turkey leg.
And then you're going
to... You already messed up.
My accuracy might not be on point.
Already messed up.
No, listen. Most likely, I'll end up throwing the turkey leg, it not hitting Harrison, and it hits a child that's on his dad's shoulders. He just knocks a child out.
Right in the back of the
Honestly,
head.
I'm okay with that.
You know what that reminded me of?
That's a win.
What movie was that? The campaign where Will Ferrell punches the baby in the face?
And he punches the puppy in the face,
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Isn't anybody going to ask me how my hand is doing against the iron-like jaw of that baby?
Yeah.
That movie was amazing.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That one was really good. Wow, we've been going at it for 20 minutes. It doesn't feel like 20 minutes.
It feels like an eternity.
I feel like it's only been 10.
We sit out in the living room and talk about shit like this all the time.
Finally, we're recording it. Oh my God, look at the bottom of your feet.
Ew.
It's peeling.
That started to happen at Disney like 3 weeks ago.
Why is it still like that?
Because
he doesn't exfoliate.
Are you dying?
I am.
His feet because he's nasty. Look at his toes. They're disgusting.
Oh my God.
What do you want from me? I get judged constantly.
There is a reason.
The worst quality in him is his feet. They're just gross.
Anyone knows a good lawyer, I need to take all these people to court.
My dog is hiding in his cage because
he's scared of those feet.
Yeah, I know. He has every right to be.
Okay.
For a chicken nugget.
These
I feel attacked.
Are my chunkless.
These are my toes.
These are my toes. What are we going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I have to... Well, I'm not going to talk about boring stuff, but...
Don't just say it. People like...
Boring.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, people. You get to... tomorrow, I get to grout my backsplash in my kitchen, because I tiled my kitchen today with a Subway tile backsplash. So tomorrow, I'm going to put white grout all over it, which shouldn't take long, but still.
Can I grout your backsplash?
Someone already did. So... But...
No, but it people who listen, they're like, oh my God, I wish I was that. So it keeps them humble.
Keeps them humble?
Well, I also want to go fly that drone with your mom.
Yeah,
drone.
Yeah. No,
well,
no.
You guys
sometimes
are not paint
sometimes this
house.
Weekend, either tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to paint?
I'm going to try, unless my ass wakes up so late.
Either tomorrow or Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to paint, because all I have is that one wall and then that small wall, and I'll be done.
Same.
But it's just, it's so tedious, because then I have to cut in everything and...
I would like to paint this room.
Go ahead.
It just...
Just don't do a shitty job.
No, it just... It is
it
just me?
Diarrhea?
I was literally going to say, or is it diarrhea brown in here?
It's because...
It's the lighting.
No, and Josh didn't properly cover... Like, you could still see his dark blue
gray
from underneath. That's why it looks so weird.
Lindsay comes over and she's like, I hate the color of this room. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, because he didn't properly like do it, so it's like,
isn't this the color we have for our room? But it looks completely different
this is not,
in here.
It's because it's the
lighting.
No, it's not the lighting, it's the gray undertone. You can see it. Like,
do you remember my purple room at my parents' house? It's gray now. It looks really good.
Yeah,
they redid that whole room.
Good. A room shouldn't be purple.
So the deal was I either get the bigger room and don't get to paint it, or I get the smaller room and get to paint it. Would you take the bigger room?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. No questions asked. And yeah, I had that massive king size bed in there. The whole reason I got that bed is because the queen was sold out. So we were just like, screw it, and got the king.
Oh no.
Oh,
it must
no.
be nice to have rich parents.
Yeah.
That was an IKEA bed. It cost like 83 cents.
It must be nice to have rich parents.
Yeah, I only got $2.
You're saying your parents can't afford 83 cents?
Hell no. Why do you think I don't have a middle name?
Really like
they were charging 5 cents a letter. My parents weren't having it.
forget that you actually don't have a middle name.
Yeah, my mother and I don't have middle names because it's too expensive. Yourself
under I don't want your foot fungus all over me. You are literally Jason Nash.
Disgusting. Hey,
Jason, give me a call, buddy. But yeah, no, I agree. You should repaint this room.
Yeah, but I want to get it like a color that you guys agree with, so that way we don't have to repaint it when we leave. Color. Yeah.
Like the one we're painting out in the living room.
Yeah,
right
that
now?
Would be good.
A very light color.
That'd be good.
I don't think we have enough to do this room.
No, I don't even know if I'm have enough to finish the living room. I'm hoping. But I have to check tomorrow.
There we go. We can go to Home Depot tomorrow. You can pick out a paint.
And then maybe afterwards we can go get snack size Oreo McFlurry since you don't love me enough to order me one in the drive-thru.
Hell no,
tonight.
It's $2.69. You're not worth $2.69. No way. You don't touch my pee-pee. Not you.
Okay.
Well, you do,
I will freaking do it right now.
I know, but it's like not that good.
it's like not having a good time.
His hands are so rough and...
My hands are soft.
His hands are actually really soft.
Yeah.
My hands are all rough from the war.
The chancla war.
Everything on you is rough.
The chancla wars.
You feel like somebody took sandpaper to a chicken nugget.
Just didn't even buff it out, though.
Somebody put you in the garbage disposal and forgot to turn it off.
Oh, God.
So, where do we go from here? We,
I don't know.
We're at 25 minutes.
Did we ever say the cons of living together?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, it can't be butt-ass naked walking around eating a fucking toaster strudel.
I mean...
She never eats toaster strudels. She's lying.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
There we go. That's more realistic.
The toaster strudel's first thing that came to my head.
You know my dad helped invent toaster strudels?
Okay, that's a goddamn...
Well, my dad works at GameCube.
Your dad doesn't even...
My dad can wind and punch your dad.
Okay.
Yeah, is he going to hit a guy with one arm?
Yeah.
He would, actually.
He did it in the jungles.
You got to do what you got to do. He used to give people one arm with his machetes. Long sleeve or short sleeve?
He used to give people one arm.
Yep.
It's just the way you said that. It sounded off.
But yeah, no, I think the negatives is you can't walk around butt-ass naked. And then on top of that...
I mean, you could, honestly...
Okay, I'm the only female here. I'm not about to show my whole body to everyone.
You already showed me your boobs.
That was an accident. For anyone listening, I was looking and I forgot to delete a photo from a text message that I sent Jonathan, who's my husband.
Lies.
And Zach happened to be next to me and glanced over and my boobs were in the photo. So I didn't show them to you, technically. You saw them on accident.
Allegedly.
Paul's the only one in this house who hasn't seen my boobs.
I haven't seen your boobs.
That's a goddamn lie.
If Paul didn't live here, you could, because we've all seen them.
That's why.
Even Lindsay.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. That's the negative. And then also, having to clean up after other people. That pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I hate cleaning up after other people. Mm-hmm. And repeating myself 500 times. Just put the dish in the dishwasher.
One of my cons is I want to have a gaming room, and I can't have a gaming room because one of them lives in it, which I don't mind because
You can use his name. It's Paul.
What? No, it's not that. It's just that I would like...
You said he's living in it.
I would like to have a
Well, both rooms are taken.
Yeah, I would like to have a gaming room, but that could be put on hold for now. I have my Xbox out there anyways, but
you could
I would like to get a PC.
You could move to Tampa with us. We could upgrade to the 3-bedroom apartment. And we could make the 3rd bedroom the gaming room.
And then when is he ever going to go to Tampa?
Well, I'll just move to Tampa.
No jobs.
Now that the merger's gone through...
What are we going to do?
Yeah,
I don't know. There? We're going
to
do something.
If an old lady wants it, I'll give it to her for money. You hear that, old ladies? Let me know.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we all, like, work together. But we can't say where we work, because then...
Yeah, it's too public.
Yeah, we don't want...
I don't want people to... I don't want people to show up at my job.
Well, they're not going to show up at your job.
Well, it's not that, but you shouldn't mention the company.
No. You can't mention the company, because then if your opinions don't match with what they say...
It doesn't matter. You should just not mention the company. That's just it.
We all have jobs, and we all work together, and... It's fun. No, it's not. It doesn't. I wouldn't say it sucks.
Your department doesn't suck.
Well,
my position sucks.
Yeah, because you
work third.
Yeah, because you work third shift.
And I never will get off a third shift until I quit my position, change positions, or leave my department.
Yeah.
Well, my dick don't work, so it's like the same.
Okay, well, it's not about
it's
you.
Not the same.
It is.
It's not. So, but you're coming up at your year, though. You're going to be able to move soon, hopefully.
I highly doubt it. They haven't even trained anyone. They're like, oh, once you're close to 3 months, we'll train someone so you can leave. And I'm like, well, it's getting up to two months now.
You know what you're going to have to do? You're just going to say...
Apply outside and leave.
Once...
Be a cam girl. Snapchat premium, let us know.
I would be a cam girl.
I would too.
I would honestly, if I was a girl.
You can be a cam guy.
Kaylin,
yeah, I'm not gonna make any money. Yeah, nobody wants to see dudes naked because you could literally just go.
We can get it for free.
You could go on the internet and just be like, send dick pic, and you get like 400 Indian dudes, like 37 like Russian dudes,
and then Jonathan.
Could you imagine a world where the roles were reversed, where dudes were like super reserved and women were all like willing to
send our tits and cooters?
Yeah,
nice.
That word just sounds so weird.
I'm just saying, that's what it is.
Hey girl, show me your cooter.
I mean, you want me to say vagina, I'll say vagina.
Your vagine.
Your vajayjay.
That makes it sound
your vagina.
Your, what is it?
Your vacuum cleaner.
Oh. Yeah, your vacuum cleaner.
Well, it doesn't suck, so okay. Just obviously you guys don't have vagina, so you wouldn't know.
I do.
You don't know my life. This is 2019. You can't just assume.
Oh my God.
Ever since after the accident, you don't know what I am.
Yeah, could you imagine though? Wouldn't that be weird?
What?
If dudes were like the ones that were reserved, like, and women were the ones that were just like willing to send like boobs and stuff.
Boobs and stuff?
Yeah. I don't know what else they have. I don't know what women look like.
Napples?
Napples.
Napples? Got napples?
Snapple. Yeah, yeah. You like pop it for a napple fact.
A napple fact. Not all napples are the same color or size.
Yeah. Oh my God, speaking of that, I know this is completely off topic of what we were just talking about. I was on Reddit and this video popped up. It was on Contagious Laughter. And there was this woman and she just had a new baby and she had like a young daughter who was like 3 or 4 there. And she was like concerned because the mom was breastfeeding the baby and she's like, what, you know, asking these questions and she's like, no, it's okay, you know, this is how she eats. Do you know what she's eating? And the mom or the little girl's like, no. And she's like, oh, she's eating or she's drinking milk. And the little girl's like, chocolate milk?
Oh, God.
And then you hear in the background of the video I think it was like her mom or something, and she goes, with nipples that dark, it might as well be chocolate milk.
Oh my God.
I was just like, oh my God, could you imagine just being put on blast like that in the middle of the hospital room? Like, her whole family's around, and the lady's just like, ah, I would have lost it. I would have been like, no.
Yeah, I wish dark nipples gave chocolate milk. I'd be having it everywhere.
You have dark nipples.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, why don't you produce chocolate milk?
That's what I'm saying. Me, because I have really dark nipples.
Just go down there.
Dude, I'll just
on tap.
Attach a straw to it, and like a hat mechanism. And
no, it can't be a straw. It has to be a pump. You gotta pump it.
Whatever gives me my own chocolate tip milk. I'll do it.
You just go to a bar and be like, I'll have what's on tap, and you just see Jonathan
whip out the pumps.
Oh yeah, guys are lining up. I'm like, here you go.
Or
shots nipples for everybody.
If you're gonna. Pull the teat, you gotta have.
Oh my God, your nipples are so dark.
Yeah, what do you mean?
They're
not white. What do you mean?
I know.
I'm a lion lover.
No.
Oh yeah, I gotta say it like that.
I'm the Latin lover.
Hey.
That's what a Latin lover would sound like. You're like, I'm a Latin lover.
No.
Ew.
Like, out of breath. I like how Howard is just putting up with this. He's pretending like he doesn't know who we are.
Because he probably doesn't even know where he is right now.
He probably doesn't. He's just so happy to have his bone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Simple things in life, man.
I might take him to the dog park tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Malabar one.
I mean, do they have a small dog and a big dog side?
That's where we should fly the drone.
Yeah, I...
And then you can videotape all the dogs.
That would be cool.
And you'd be like, hey, don't mind me. Just following, chasing after dogs. Hopefully one doesn't jump up and bite it down.
Obviously, you don't fly that low.
Okay, well, obviously, I've never flown a drone, so come at me.
Hey, I'll come up. I don't mean that.
You can't be like that. Well, you can. It's cute.
Oh God.
You know what else is cute?
My gooch.
Ew.
Yeah.
You're
bro, you got a cute ass gooch.
Ew.
Thank you.
It's so gross.
Have you ever thought about like
why are you being
no, so I shouldn't. I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
I'm gonna say it?
Okay, 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 okay.
But if you say something stupid, we're gonna make fun of you.
Yeah, but you always make fun of me for saying something stupid.
So continue.
I feel like that's my thing. Like
you're just always stupid.
I purposely say.
Your ass head moved.
I know. Sorry. Your head was like blocking the entire mic. Yeah. So this is probably all you hear from Caitlin tonight.
Yeah, it's not about you all the time.
I'm trying not to poop.
Your moon of a head. Do you really have to poop right now?
No, I just feel nauseous.
Why
don't you?
I don't know.
Because he needs to go to the doctor and eat healthier.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah, because you eat like shit and you don't.
I'm ready to leave the world. The sweet, sweet release of death. Come for me.
I mean, we could give you an enema.
No.
That's sweet release of death right there.
Oh, that's spicy.
I forgot what I was saying.
You were gonna say something and you said no, and I said if it's stupid we'll make fun of you.
Oh yeah, no, and then I was like I did get sidetracked off my sidetrack point. So I say a lot of dumb things on purpose in like the group chat just to make people like question what I'm saying. I do it on purpose. And okay. I'm pretty sure people like think I'm serious, but like when I sometimes I'll just like say something that I know is like gonna either A, confuse someone, or B, piss them off. And I just do it for shits and giggles. That's funny to me.
Or you can just be like me and never read the chat.
That's Josh.
Well, he silenced the chat. I didn't silence the chat. I just never look at it. And then I have no idea what's ever going on.
Well, in your defense, it's because you're usually sleeping during the day. Yeah.
I mean, but I get up and I check my phone, but I just, by the time I wake up, there's like over 30 messages and I don't want to look through each one.
Yeah.
I just skim.
And majority of them are memes.
Yeah. Which I don't mind.
Did I tell you guys I got stung by a wasp last weekend?
Aren't you allergic?
I was. Like,
was, so
super.
You have to know he's a liar.
Well, no, but like as a kid, if I got stung by a wasp, it was like a big deal. Like I got like massive.
Maybe you're not allergic to wasps. Maybe you're allergic to a different type of.
Well, no, it was wasps, but supposedly you can grow out of it, and it stung me. I got out, I went to move my car so Lindsay could go into lab, and it, like, there's wasp nests, like, just outside of her.
Are you gonna say who Lindsay is, by the way?
Oh, Lindsay is my wonderful girlfriend of 8 years. Shout out to you, babe, I love you.
That's
just so everyone knows, Lindsay's my lover, but whatever.
Yeah, if Lindsay and I ever break up and Jonathan and Kaylin ever get divorced, it's gonna be Lindsay and Kaylin getting together and Jonathan and I getting together.
Let's hope for the best.
Probably.
Hey, I propose the brother sister wives husbands show. Brother cousin sister wives.
Hey.
Any other show on TV?
Could you imagine? That would be such a fun reality TV show. Could you imagine if like all 8 of us were just like, or 9 of us or however many were like put in a house for like.
I feel like it'd be a shit show.
It would, but we'd figure it out.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like we'd get mad at each other all the time.
Yeah, like you need that for fucking, you need drama.
Yeah, that would be the best part.
You're like, we need you to fucking shit in Paul's pillow. Okay, sure, whatever. I don't know.
And then there'd just be me and Lindsay sitting on the couch watching YouTube videos in like some like hoodie or cup and stuff.
She loves that thing. Your potato.
What do you call it? A cozy.
No, it's called a comfy.
It's called a comfy.
So dumb.
I just boob towered snout.
It's the best thing. Snoot. It's so, like, you could just, it's a giant hoodie.
Why is why is the first thing you went to shitting in Paul's pillow?
I don't know. That's just what comes to mind. That's what the producer told me to do. I'm not going to question him. He's paying us.
Wait, but what were you saying about the wasp anyway?
Oh, yeah. So I moved her car and this little fucker decided that he was going to make me have a not good day. I felt him hit up against me and I was like, that's a bug, and then it stung me and I was like, ow, you know, and I went inside and I was so pissed. I called Lindsay.
Ew. Jonathan just put his big nasty toes in Howard's mouth and he bit down. Yeah. He's eating the burnt chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Go on about your wasp story.
This isn't good. This is not good.
Ew.
I called Lindsay because I was like, I was freaking out. Like, I was like super freaking out. I'm basically having a panic attack because I thought I was like,
alert.
I didn't know because I hadn't been stung in years. Like, it's been like probably over like, it's probably been close to 15 years since I've been stung by a wasp.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So, because I was allergic as a kid.
I mean, that doesn't mean you don't get stung, though. You try to avoid it, but you can't prevent it.
So I called Lindsay, and I was, like, freaking out. I was, like, I was having a bad day because the night before when I was driving there, I got lost on I-4 because I missed it. There was, like, bad traffic, so it kept detouring me, and I got lost. And then I get there, and the next morning, I get stung by a wasp. I called Lindsay, and I was, like, I was freaking out. I was, like, I just got stung by a wasp. I'm having a horrible time. I don't know if I'm going to need to go to the hospital or not. I'll let you know. And she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, fine. And I was freaking out. And nothing ever ended up happening. So.
So you're a liar.
I guess I'm a liar. I really didn't think I was a liar, but apparently being stung or not being allergic does make me one.
Liar, liar, pants for hire.
Pants for hire. Oh my God, we're at 40-minute mark.
All right, so we should wrap it up.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, it's been 40
people
minutes.
People either do like half an hour or an hour.
It is.
Or we can just push it out.
No.
A lot of the ones I listen to are like over 35 minutes, less than 45 minutes. It's 1:30 in the morning, which is coincidentally when a lot of the people I listen to record. So,
they're in California and there's a 3-hour time difference.
Well, yeah, no, but it's like 1 a.m. there when they record. Do you not understand how time works?
In California. Right now it's 1:30 here. It's not 1 a.m. in California.
I understand, but what
we
I'm telling
waste
you...
waste the last 5 minutes on time.
But yeah, yes. But what I'm telling you is when I listen, when they're like making... for example, David's podcast, mm-hmm. when they're recording, they're like, oh, it's after midnight. Oh, it's after 1.
Oh, yeah.
So you're listening to them at 4 in the morning when they're recording?
No, they posted it at a later date.
Okay, that's what you're not saying.
He's recording.
Okay, but
Jonathan's stupid.
No, earlier you said...
Honestly, I'm kind of retarded.
You literally fucking said that, 1:30 is around the time to record.
They record,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that you meant 1:30 fucking... what is it?
What else would he mean? He said at 1:30 when they're recording.
Yes, 1:30, which I thought of Eastern time right now. He didn't specify the time zone.
Jonathan just realized he fucked up.
No,
guys.
I didn't.
You're gonna defend this to the grave.
You're just digging a hole.
Anyways, this has been.
If I messed up, I would just say I messed up.
This has been the first episode.
This place is a fucking prison.
This has been the first episode of our podcast. This is Zach, and I'm joined by Jonathan and Kaylin. And I'm thinking.
Not talk about Howard.
Oh, Howard. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing a segment on the podcast where I just call it the Corgi Corner, and I just talk about Howard for as long as I want to. Howard is my 5-month-old corgi. He has blue eyes. He is a Pembroke Welsh corgi, and he's very handsome.
Kind of retarded, though.
Yeah, today was actually his 5-month birthday.
Happy birthday.
His head is growing a lot faster than his body.
The people I got him from didn't even know how old he was, and they didn't even give him a name. So that was really nice of him.
Well, now his name is Howard.
Yeah, now his name's Howard, and he's a good boy.
I came up with the name Howard, so...
Yeah.
Thank you.
He chose his name.
Okay, we're supposed to close
this. Yeah, we're going to end this. So thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I don't know how you're going to reach out to us, but we'll come up with a way to do that.
If you have any questions for us, please call 777-777-777-777.
No, you can tweet
me. Months and months.
You can tweet me on Twitter. I forget what my...
Tweet us on Twitters.
Tweeters?
Send us all your tweeters.
On Instagram.
I have... Zach Does Tweets, @ Zach Does Tweets, ZAKDOESTWEETS.
Yeah, it's spelled the right way.
Give us your tweets, sirs.
Yeah, your birds.
I'm having
a stroke.
Okay, bye.
Call an ambulance.